Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, hello, my Diamond Effect leaders. Welcome to the podcast episode 84. Today, I want to talk about the concept that I call intentional marketing strategy. This is a concept I teach my clients mostly inside the Diamond Effect small coaching group. I have a similar concept for my one-on-one clients that are scaling to six and seven figures, more advanced concept, but this one is the foundational concept to grow to your first $50,000 a year of gross income. So this is the purpose of small group called Diamond Effect, where we work together to get your business to the first $50,000. Or let's say if you've had your business for a while and you fell off the wagon and it's the money you haven't made in a while, even though maybe 3 years ago or 5 years ago you were there, that's also probably a great container for you. So to just get you back on track and equip you with the skills to scale from there, right? Because really, when you run your business, it's not just about making the first $50,000, hustling, not growing, and then hoping that you'll be able to repeat that year after year after year, especially if you don't learn how to do it and you're thinking it was hope, or like you're attributing that results to things outside of you, right? So the goal of Diamond Effect is to teach you how to do it, but also acquire the skills and learn, not only to repeat it going forward year after year or faster and faster, but scale and feel in full control of making that money and scaling and so on. So, you know, the students of Diamond Effect, it's not like they make $50,000 or they get to their first $50,000 and they're like, okay, now what? I'm not sure if I can repeat it. I don't know how to do it again. Like, I don't even know where to go from there. They actually make their first $50,000 and they grow their self-concept as a high-performing CEO through the skills they acquire in the process of making the money to know exactly how they made it, how to repeat it, to have a ton of strategic ideas to grow from there more and more, faster and faster, know how to prioritize, which ideas to pick first, and so on. So that's the goal. But let's go back to intentional marketing strategy. So what happens when business owners don't have it, or some version of it? Of course, you know, there is lots of resources out there and they teach similar things. There might be different philosophy behind them, but, you know, if it's not my concept, my intentional marketing strategy, there's other concepts out there that can help you. But what happens when you don't have it in your business, when you don't follow it? Here's what happens. Business owners try to be everywhere. They try to do it all. Be on every social media platform, be in all networking groups, try all the other things all at once and so on, which is kind of exhausting. And what tends to happen is they end up creating for themselves like a yo-yo effect, right? They will themselves to action. They're super active in all those avenues that they've picked to market their business. They do it for some time. Then because they're getting minimal results or no results, they get exhausted and they have a break. And then they're not showing up. Their business is not visible for a prolonged period of time, right? So, and another thing that happens is because they get minimal results or not consistent results or not or no results at all, they create for themselves a lack of belief that this actually works, that they can grow their business organically and that they have control over it, that it's not luck, it's not something outside of them. So they don't have that belief. So then their brain falls into magic solution seeking. So they go into ads or funnels too early, or they believe that, you know, Facebook is dead, Instagram is dead, or whatever traditional ways to market your business are dead, and TikTok is the only thing that can save them, right? So they get that shiny object syndrome, switching and trying new things all the time, and, you know, taking something from an entrepreneur friend because it worked for them, taking it on for themselves, and again, getting to overwhelm with the constant changes. And, you know, spending really or wasting really lots of time doing those changes, switching the decisions and so on, and even time just mentally kind of deciding, going back and forth, what do I do? Is this working or not? Should I change? Should I go somewhere else? And spending a lot of energy. So time and energy gets wasted, and so much of it. But the tricky part is that sometimes they don't realize, right? They're just exhausted, overwhelmed, but they're not realizing what's causing them or where that exhaustion is coming from. And that's what it is. Like, imagine, you know, if you have a car and you're driving in a busy city environment, so you stop and start and stop and start because there's a lot of traffic, the consumption of fuel per 100 kilometers will be very high, like let's say 20 liters of fuel per 100 kilometers, as opposed to when you drive in the country and you just stop and start rarely and then you kind of flow once you gain the speed. The energy the car uses, the consumption's fuel is much lower. It drops down to 11 liters per 100 kilometers. And you can get to greater distances faster. So it's the same with our body and our mind. If we do a lot of indecision changing, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go, we consume more energy, which is draining on us, and spend way more time getting less results, right? Not going as far as we want to, as opposed to when we don't change, when we have the strategy, we follow it, we gain momentum and speed, we can go way faster, way longer, in less time, with less energy, okay? So that's why what I want to offer to you instead is have a strategy. And of course, I want to offer my intentional marketing strategy because I think it's the simplest out there that's there. Simplest strategy that's out there. It's super easy to do. And when we work with my clients, it's really just a few decisions that we make. It's the fastest. And then we focus on implementing. And that's how they make their first $50,000. And in the faster time that they would ever do alone. And that's how they gain the skills and so on, because they make decisions and they just implement them. Right? And the decisions are very strategic because they're based on three key foundations. And I'm going to share those foundations with you. Is who you are as the CEO and business owner, right? As a person, what's your genius zone? What are your current skills and likes and dislikes? What is your business all about? Right? So depending on what industry you're in, and services you offer, that also should have a bearing on what strategies you pick or how your strategy looks, and therefore the tactics that you pick to implement that strategy, so the actions you're going to take. And then the third foundation is, of course, who your ideal client is, right? So when you have those three key foundations, you understand them, and you base your decisions for the strategy on it, and the tactics that you pick, so the actions you will take to implement that strategy, it's so powerful, okay? I can't stress this enough. I don't want you as a listener of this podcast to have a random compilation of marketing tactics, or some people call them strategies, doing something without basing those decisions on those three key foundations. Take that and make your decisions, okay? I help my clients do that, but you can also try to do it on your own. Even if it's half as good as if you had done it with me, it's still 100% better to maybe what you have now that's not based on those foundations. So it's like 100% improvement, okay? Now, once you have that, then we have a simple five-step process to implement that strategy, right? So like the way we implement the strategy, we actually follow, because strategy is kind of like a plan, right? And I always say this is the easiest part, making decisions, especially with my help. My clients, sometimes when they come to me, they spend way more time and in this way too much time in indecisions and, you know, spinning in their head. But when they get on with me in the Diamond Effect group, it's really fast. I walk them through some exercises and it's super fast. So once we make that decisions, then we got to implement. And that is, I have like a simple five-step process that they follow. Okay. Now that process, I'm going to teach you too. I'm going to give it to you away for free during the upcoming webinar, Grow Your Business Organically, a Proven Blueprint. That's, I'm going to run live on February 16th at 1 p.m. It's live only. There will be no replays. I'm going to put the registration link in the show notes. And I want to say, you want to be there. This will change your business life and probably personal life, because you'll feel less overwhelmed and stressed. Okay, you'll get more results with less stress and less time. Don't miss it. You want to be at this webinar. This is the first time ever I'm running it. I'm not sure if I will repeat it, maybe. And it's going to be super valuable. And as I said, I'm not offering replays. So you got to be there live. February 16th, it's a Thursday at 1 p.m. I'm going to put the registration link in the show notes. So once you implement it and you do it consistently and you don't let your brain budge and revert to shiny object syndrome and looking for the magic solutions and so on, you will get amazing results. The results that my clients get are that. Right away, they start signing more clients more consistently and making more money. And they keep doing that all the way to making $50,000 a year. What also happens is, through that consistent implementation, they master and hone the skills that they need to then scale further. Right? Because there's a limited amount of tactics that they choose and they follow the five-step process that I'm going to teach you. What happens is they become masters in marketing their business and selling and attracting clients and making money. Therefore, they see how that produces money and they feel in full control. They pretty much, what they do ultimately, is learn how to make money on demand. and they don't feel like this is outside of them, like I'm doing, but I'm not sure if it's working, or like my business results depend on the economy, and if we're in recession, I'm not going to make as much money, and so on. They take control of making their own economy and making the amount of money they want. Because I will give you two examples. So for example, and I teach my clients inside Diamond Effect those skills. So it's not like we just decide, oh, you're going to, I don't know, write newsletters and emails. They decide that. And then I'm like, good luck, figure it out on your own how to do it, right? I actually teach them how to create content. So it not only attracts clients, but also or potential clients like audience, but also converts them to paying clients. And the skills that we teach, that we learn in Diamond Effect and content creations, they're universal, okay? Because they're based in the psychology of people buying. So the psychology and foundations of marketing and sales. Therefore, those skills will work on any platform, through any methodology you choose. So whether you do reels on Instagram or TikTok, or whether you do lives on Facebook or LinkedIn, or whether you write through blogs, emails, or newsletters, however you want to call them, that foundation will allow you to do any of that. So the skills you gain are not dependent on you having to market on one platform one way. Okay, because what happens is you can try to hack the hashtags, hack the algorithm, or become an expert in one platform and create reels all day long. But if you don't know how to compel your audience to pause and listen to you or read, and then compel them to action, meaning reach out to you saying, hey, I'm interested in your services, I want to buy, all that learning of tech part of the platforms you're on is not useful to you. Okay, it doesn't matter. You can have 1,000 people watching your video and not taking action, or you can have 2 people watching your video and 1 buying from you. Which one would you prefer? If you prefer the former, having a lot of eyeballs on your content and nobody taking action, then I'm not for you. Diamond Effect is not for you. But if you prefer the latter, having 2 people watching and 1 buying, i.e. you're making money, then this is for you. Okay, those are the skills. Then another thing would, you know, sometimes breaks my heart is when I see when people get, you know, their profile gets shut down. So let's say they put all their eggs in one basket on one platform. They've had all those followers, and then their profile gets shut down. And then they're like, what do I do? Right? Or let's say the platform goes out of business. I don't know. It used to be like, I think Google used to have something where people had big audiences and so on. And then it kind of, you know, Instagram popped up and Facebook, and people kind of lost that stream. And they're like, oh, what do I do now? Right? But when you have certain foundational business skills, you understand how people operate in the market, in the environment where they have a need for a service or a product, and then they make purchasing decisions. When you utilize that to market your business anywhere, you're winning. Okay? And then you're independent of any avenue you decide to market your business. You always win. You always understand. The tech part is the easiest, or it's not a problem to figure out or to amplify your results when you have the foundations. Always say, like, have the foundations first and then amplify it by understanding the tech part, the algorithm, and so on. It's hard to build a skyscraper or tall building on a wobbly foundation. At some point, it will collapse. So that's what you learn inside Diamond Effect. And that's what allows you to make $50,000 first a year So you feel like you have a valid business with consistent income, you can pay your bills, you have the resources, you can invest some of it. And then you feel confident in scaling because you have the skills, ideas to support that. Okay. So if you're ready to join us, then I want to invite you to have a consultation with me. It's a free 15-minute conversation where we really chat about your business and what's possible for you and how you can get there the easiest, the fastest, and so on. And whether you decide to work with me or not, because it's a two-way street decision, right? If you're not a good fit for Diamond Effect, I'll let you know. But also you want to be sure it's not about you joining for, I don't know, like at any cost, that's not. But even if you're not a good fit for the program, you will come out of this conversation with me with invaluable information as to what's working in your business and why, and what you maybe should stop doing and how you need to prioritize in order to grow. So many business owners don't have that, and I can guarantee this alone will get you results if you implement it after. So I will put a link to my calendar so you can schedule the consultation as well. If you're ready to get these results, if you're ready to really take your business and making money in it seriously and grow yourself as a high performing leader. All right. So either see you on a consult or see you at the webinar, Grow Your Business Organically, a proven blueprint, or both. Or if not, see you here or talk to here in episode number 85 next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.